Although income inequality has been rising in the United States over the last 30 years, a new report from economists at the University of California at Berkeley, the Paris School of Economics, and Oxford University have found that the wealth gap has now reached record levels. According to analysis of data from the Internal Revenue Service, the top 1% of earners in the U.S. pulled in 19.3% of total household income in 2012, the largest share for the nation's wealthiest citizens in more than 100 years. The next highest share of wealth taken by the richest was recorded in 1927 at 18.7%, 2 years before the start of the Great Depression. According to the study, incomes among the top 1% rose by 31.4% between 2009 and 2012, while incomes for everyone else grew just 0.4%. The top 10% of earners in the economy now control more than half the nation's total income. While the majority of Americans struggle to recover their losses from the Great Recession that brought with it high unemployment, underemployment, diminished wages, and unsustainable debt, the wealthiest Americans have recouped almost all of what they lost as the gap between rich and poor gets ever wider. Your reporter spoke with Richard Eskow, a former Wall Street executive who is now a senior fellow with the Campaign for America's Future. Here he analyzes the data on record income inequality, the economic policies that predictably led to this disparity, and the changes necessary to reverse course.
We're seeing increasing accumulation of enormous wealth at the very top, that the curve is getting very much bent in favor of those who are already doing well. But not only are we seeing the top 1% at a level percentage-wise that we haven't seen since 1927, which was right before the Great Depression, but we're also seeing the top 10% earning more than half the nation's income, more than the remaining 90%, for the first time since they started tracking this data at all, which was 100 years ago. The top 1% saw their income increase by nearly a third year over year in just 1 year. The significance of this is the rest of the nation has not seen its income increase at all at the top level since the financial crisis of 2008, which hurt a great many Americans, put a great many out of work, and we've seen stagnating wealth for the vast majority of people. So we're getting a more and more unfair economy, and that's not by accident. It's not because that's the way God intended it. It's not because that's how the natural forces of the economy work. It's because our government, which has been increasingly influenced by big money forces, has made a series of decisions that have brought us to this point, and a large majority of people are losing out as a result.
As you point out, wealth redistribution from the poor and the middle class to the wealthy elite is not an accident. Maybe you can specify some of our nation's economic policies over recent decades that are responsible for, say, the current record levels of income inequality.
Well, one of the most striking statistics, and again, this is a result of decisions made at the government level, the real corporate tax rate, not the one that's on the books, but the real rate that corporations pay once they're done exploiting all the loopholes they've been given and so on, is at the lowest it's been, or is near the lowest it's been, in 60 years, even though corporate profits, the amount of money they're making, are near their 60-year high. So they're making more money, they're paying a lower rate in taxes, and that equates eventually to wealth transfer to the top because that increases the value of the stock. The wealthy hold more stock than most people do, so that flows to the top 1% and the top 0.1% and 0.1%. Also in terms of income, going to very high-earning CEOs and other senior executives, that, as a result of these corporate tax loopholes and breaks, has gone way up, also benefiting the top 1%. And then on taxation in general, we see that, for example, the tax rates on billionaires, the absolute highest earners among us, people who might earn $100 million in a year or whatever in today's economy, now the top tax rate is 39.6%. In the days of Dwight D. Eisenhower, it was more than 90%. In the days of Richard Nixon, it was up in the 60s and 70s. We've let the minimum wage, we meaning in this case our leadership in Washington, have let the real value of the minimum wage shrink down. So all of this is the result of government decisions, and those decisions can be changed.
Richard, maybe you could review for us the top policy changes you think we need to most quickly and effectively change this trend of income inequality in the country. I'll also add into the mix there the problem that we have now after Citizens United, and certainly even before Citizens United, where large amounts of money are flowing into our political system, which obstructs changes that would benefit the majority.
We have this increasingly corrupted political system thanks to Citizens United, thanks to the revolving door that sees people have top elected or appointed jobs in Washington and then go to the very banks and corporations they should have been reining in. So we have all of that. What we have on the other side is enormous public opinion in favor of the kinds of changes we're talking about and in favor of a fair economy. And I'm not just talking about Democrats or independents or young people or self-described liberals. I'm talking about policies that are overwhelmingly supported by Republicans, even self-described Tea Party members, 75% of whom want to see Social Security protected and not cut. Majority of Republicans wanted to see a millionaire's tax. So this is not just a fringe idea. This is what the American people want. So what we have to do is mobilize that sentiment in order to combat the enormous infusion of money into the political system and then demand that our leaders take the money out of the political equation altogether. That's one of the changes we need.
That was Richard Eskow, a senior fellow with the Campaign for America's Future. Find links to more analysis and commentary on income inequality in the U.S. by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.